Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League. What a cracking game of footy we saw last night between the Canberra Raiders and the Parramatta Eels. We dropped our big questions for the Parramatta Eels and yesterday afternoon. And look, I got to say, I think the response that I gave to a lot of those questions, I think a bit of the proof is in the pudding last night. Did struggle without Mitch Moses. They had opportunities to win that game. They had an opportunity at the very end. Jordan Rapana came up with a big tackle. Bit of a controversial one, to be perfectly honest with you. Could have gone either way. In saying that, I mean, I think Parramatta scored a try they probably shouldn't have. So it's unfortunate that such a good game has been dominated post the game by so much talk about referee decisions and whatnot. 12-10 to the Canberra Raiders. Personally, I thought the Canberra Raiders were the better team, but unfortunate that did play out like that. Nil all at halftime, almost unheard of in 2021. I got to tell you, I loved the first half. I absolutely loved it. Watching them belt and bash each other. A lot of drop ball, a lot of errors. It was like two teams that were standing around asking each other who's going to win. It was like rugby league chicken, but they belt and they bashed each other. I really did enjoy that sort of contest and a really good finish at the end. It was an exciting game of football. Disappointing that all we're talking about is referee decisions, though. But sometimes that's the reality of the sport. A lot of grey areas in our game, and fortunately, we discovered a few more last night. The rest of the news over the last 24 hours, we've heard that New Zealand and Australia, they've pulled themselves out of the Rugby League World Cup. A lot of whispers around that the players weren't even really asked if they wanted to play or not. I'm hearing that 75% of the players from the Kangaroos and from the Kiwis would have been happy to play. So it's going to be interesting to see how this one plays out, what they do with the World Cup, if they, you know, delay it for another year. If they play on, they bring in other nations. I personally think they should play on. I mean, if it was Scotland and Samoa, we probably wouldn't call this comp off, would we? I mean, let's be honest here. So, and I think it's unfortunate the timing of this, how far we've come in international rugby league. I'm going to touch on this later today, though. It's not really my area of expertise. You're probably better off going to like the Chasing Kangaroos podcast and those sort of guys for international rugby league stuff. But I will give my opinion later. It is disappointing. We're also hearing that the NRL is planning to have a nines competition in the Olympics. So some of the boys in the footy will be looking to have a gold medal in 2032, still, you know, 10, 11 years away. So interesting to see if how many of the guys that are playing now would actually be a part of that. It'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. I think that might be a little bit long-winded, but I think it'd be great for our game if we could get it on the Olympic stage. I think that'd be exciting. I think it'd be a two or three horse race, realistically, probably four horse race. Hopefully by then the international game is very different and there's a lot more competitive teams in the international game, but you got to think the way that this World Cup is playing out at the moment, we're probably taking a step backwards. So interesting to see how that one plays out. Moving forward, the Canterbury Bulldogs halfback Kyle Flanagan, well, he's actually not their halfback at the moment. He hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Came from the Roosters last year. We had him on the podcast. Really nice guy. Just struggled to find his way in first grade at the moment, which is disappointing. There's rumours that he has been shopped to Super League teams. Personally, I don't want to see Flano leave the NRL yet. I think he's still got a little bit to offer. But at the same time, I look at a guy like Jackson Hastings, who we also had on the podcast, and, you know, their careers, they're sort of starting to line up with each other, aren't they? I mean, here's Jackson Hastings, bursts onto the scene at the Sydney Roosters, comes from his junior club, the St. George Illawarra Dragons, same as Kyle Flanagan, came from the Cronulla Sharks, son of a legend of first grade, came over to the Sydney Roosters, played in a star-studded team, was sort of handed the reins. They decided very soon after he wasn't the guy for the job, moved to another club, and it hasn't gone well for them. Maybe some time in England for Kyle Flanagan, it might be okay for him. I would love to see him return and achieve what he should achieve, because I still think he's got a lot of ability. I know people want to bag Flano, and that's fine, but the kid can play. There's no doubt about it for me. He just needs to find his way. Speaking of the Canterbury Bulldogs, the Roosters, they've made a sneaky little signing here that I think's flown under the radar, Renouf Atoni. Now, this guy has been unreal for Canterbury. I can't believe that Trent Barrett keeps on not picking him. It's a real shock to me, and I sort of always thought, oh, there must be some issues there with attitude or whatever it might be, but Trent Robinson has obviously sat down with this guy. They've had a conversation. He sort of said, yep, he fits in with our culture. So keep an eye on Atoni. I think when he gets to the Roosters, he's going to be a bit of a gun. Just one that I'm going to throw out there. I really like the look of this guy. I think he's really improved over the last 18 months. I think he will do really, really well for the Roosters. This has got sort of Sam Moa kind of vibes to me, to be honest with you. So keep an eye on him. James Gavey, he's been playing over there in Huddersfield. We had his coach, Simon Wolford, on a couple of months ago. We're hearing that James Gavey might make a return back to the NRL, and it could be over the next few weeks. We're not sure where he's going to land, but keep an eye on that one. Really handy player, James Gavey. Craig Bellamy, he's confirmed that his co-captain, Dale Finucane, he will not be re-signing with the Melbourne Storm, so he will be going elsewhere. So, disappointing for the Melbourne Storm. Exciting for Dale, though. He's been through a lot. He's been a class player for a very long time, and I'm going to be really happy to see him get the money. As much as I selfishly would love to see him stay in Melbourne, you look at the Melbourne sides, and you know, you look at them over the next few years with Brandon Smith and Harry Grant. This will mean that Brandon Smith can essentially make a permanent move to Jersey 13, and I'll tell you what, he's going to really push your Victor Radleys, your Cam Murray's, your Isaiah Yeo's, your Taumalolo's, these sort of guys for the crown as the best lock forward in our game. A little bit of a different footballer to those other guys, but an absolute star in his own regard. Xavier Coates, we've spoken about him yesterday. Cameron Smith has sort of hinted that he should be traded to the Melbourne Storm for the end of the season. He's obviously going there next year. I really like this one. A little bit selfishly, I would like to see the Melbourne Storm have the best side they possibly can, and the Penrith Panthers have the best side they can, so we can see the best grand final we possibly can. If none of them fall over before then, I'm of course sort of looking at the Manly Seagulls and the Rabbitohs there, but I think this would be a really good move for Xavier Coates. Phil Gould, he's already making an impression at Canterbury before he's walked in the door. Essentially, he's put everyone on notice. If you want to wear this jersey next year, show me over the next 6 weeks or so. I think it's really exciting, really good to see. A lot of spots up for grab there, a lot of stars walking in, so a really good opportunity for a lot of guys to stand up and say, hey, I want to wear this jersey, I want to be part of the Canterbury Bulldogs, which I know is what Gus will be looking for. Very exciting times over there at Canterbury. We've heard, of course, David Clemmer, he's been ruled out this week as well. Still got some concussion symptoms, so he will not play against the Sydney Roosters tonight. So that will mean that Mitch Pearce and David Clemmer missing a really tough gig for the Roosters tonight. Stay tuned for all of our podcasts today. Plenty still to come. We had a bit of a late kickoff this morning. I'm now in isolation, so plenty of content to come. I have got a negative test back, so I will live to see another day, no stress. But I am in isolation, so plenty of content to come. We're going to ask the big questions about the Sydney Roosters and the Melbourne Storm this afternoon. Really looking forward to that. And I'm going to give my opinions on this World Cup. I can kind of see both sides of it, but I'll dig into that a little bit later this afternoon. Have a cracking day, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.